Very keen to have a chat to my next guest. You may know his name. His name is Bob Manning. He's the former mayor of Cairns. We're not going to talk about politics. I can hear you all breathe a sigh of relief. I actually want to have a chat to Mr. Manning about this very big news about seemingly the NRL confirming its expansion plans to a 20-team competition. They're saying now that PNG likely to be the second cab off the rank after Perth, looking at 2028 for a possible PNG team. Bob certainly has been right behind this push now for a number of years to get a Cairns PNG, something of a joint bid. Very keen to chat to him now. Mr. Manning, welcome to the talk show.
Gavin, it's lovely to be talking to you.
Lovely to be talking to you as well. Bob, you may have read that Courier Mail story this morning. You might have heard me talk to Dennis Keefe about it as well. Just your response initially to seemingly the NRL confirming they will pursue this expansion plan.
Well, Gavin, nothing will surprise me, whichever way it goes. I mean, this proposal goes back some years. It started in discussions with a bloke called Sir Joseph Tavasa, who played football for New Guinea at 5'8".
Right.
And his beautiful wife and I and Kevin Byrne had dinner together one night. Now, Kevin was up there per chance, and so I got him to come along, and I didn't know Joe Tavasa, but by the time the night was over, I thought that his wife was, you know, one of the most beautiful ladies I'd ever spoken to. She was just full of class. Mm. But Joe thought it was a great idea, and that sort of led then to me going up a couple of times and talking with the New Zealand rugby league people, and you know, it's their country and it was their team sort of thing that was never in dispute. But what really has surprised me, Gavin, is that the forward plan always seems to be changing. And I think that Volandis is sort of a force in all this, and he seems to have a lot of control and power and ability to say what's going to happen next. I mean, my understanding was that this was being driven more by the federal government.
Yes.
And that the federal government was really wanting to, it had a geopolitical importance. It was about, there was a strategic reason for going into this, and the PNG people were happy with that. But then North Sydney were ashamed. Now it seems like some guys have had a few beers and a bit of a chat and come up with another plan, and they keep doing this. Mm. And that the Prime Minister and the Deputy Prime Minister, who I met maybe three times about this, and then there was Conroy, the Minister Conroy. Mm. He was a very proud supporter of getting this in, but I think somebody else has got their hands on the driving wheel at the moment. Mm. And so I don't know what will happen. I think the idea of Cairns and PNG coming together, and I noticed this was something that was heavily supported by people like, some of the former players and leaders and people who are active in rugby league now, including Bennett. Mm. They were actively involved in promoting this and thought that it was a good idea. Mm. The team was to be based in PNG, but aspects of it would be based in Cairns. Mm. And there were reasons for that. They had to be worked through, but that all seems to have gone quiet. Regenerating North Sydney seems to be, the most important thing now. And I would have thought that, the other thing that came onto the table of late has been that if the team was to, the team that was shared between New Guinea and in some way, or it was a New Guinea team, but Cairns was involved in it, and Cairns' attention would be then more towards New Guinea than towards Townsville. But this could be damaging to the Cowboys.
To the Cowboys, you know? Yes.
And I don't really bloody see that. I mean, football's about competition. And it's not always the biggest centres that win.
And the Cowboys have always faced criticism, Bob, that they seem to... Cairns is a bit of an afterthought often.
Well, you're right, and I don't say that with any, you know, any...
That's right, well, not with malice or anything.
But they have never, and yet you see that some of the best players we've got coming out of there, and one of them is the Hammer at the moment.
Exactly,
he's a Kangaroos boy.
Yeah, exactly right.
And we, you know, we have always been the people north of us, have always been very good suppliers of players to the Cowboys. So, I don't know, Gavin, you tend to not get so excited. Well, I tend not to get so excited these days about some of these things.
Mm. Well, I don't know, Bob. Maybe all of that groundwork, though, it is time to get excited, because certainly Vlandis and this announcement in the Courier Mail basically confirming 2028 for PNG. Well, so, you know, perhaps it is...
I've sort of heard things before, Gavin. And
yes.
Then they change, and then they change again. I don't fall too much in love with some of these. Not too far ahead of yourself.
I mean, and just to finish this off, Bob, in a perfect world, what sort of involvement would you envision, or would you like to see Cairns have? Just, you know, in your crystal ball, put aside the realities of what may or may not happen, but in your view, your vision, what would you like to see Cairns' involvement be?
Oh, look, there's a lot of discussion to be held on that, Gavin, and it needs a few good men or a few good people to come around the table and to start to, you know, put some meat on this. But look, Gav, my next big thing is what'll be the next stop to place the caravan or whatever, you know, and whether we'll stay there for a couple of days or a couple of weeks.
that sounds like a very nice decision to have to make, Bob Manning, indeed. All right, we appreciate...
All right, great to talk to you, mate, yeah. And enjoyed your show this morning.
You too as well, and thank you for all of your work on this proposal. As you said, a long way to go, but certainly all of that groundwork it'll come to fruition, I've no doubt.
That needs a few good people there. I mean, everything depends upon a few good people.
That's right. Exactly. All right, Bob. Thank you.
All right, mate. Thanks, Gav.
There you go. Former Mayor of Cairns, Bob Manning.